From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama says this past week's deal to get Iran to stop developing nuclear weapons does more than anyone has done before to prevent Iran from getting them. In his weekly Saturday address, Mr. Obama said Iran cannot cheat on the deal because the verification process it sets up is comprehensive and intrusive. He said if Iran reneges on the agreement, which calls for Iran to ship 98% of its nuclear material out of the country, the economic sanctions that have crippled the Iranian economy would snap back into place.
Without this deal, there would be no limits on Iran's nuclear program. There would be no monitoring, no inspections. The sanctions we rallied the world to impose would unravel. Iran could move closer to a nuclear weapon. Other countries in the region might race to do the same. And we'd risk another war in the most volatile region in the world.
Earlier Saturday, Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, made his own comments on the deal. He told the Iranian people at Eid al-Fitr prayers in Tehran that the nuclear agreement with the U.S. and its allies does not signal cooperation on other issues. Mr. Khamenei spoke to Iranians on live television as the nation celebrated the end of the holy month of Ramadan. Iraqi officials say about 100 people were killed in a suicide car bombing in the country's eastern Diyala province, in one of the deadliest attacks carried out by the Islamic State group since they overran large parts of Iraq. This is VOA News. The Chattanooga shooting suspect spent 7 months in Jordan last year, according to intelligence sources cited in U.S. media. Before the Jordan visit in 2014, Mohammed Youssef Abdulaziz had reportedly visited the country four other times. Investigators are trying to determine if he made contact with any extremist groups while he was there. At a press conference in Chattanooga Friday, Federal Bureau of Investigation Special Agent in Charge Ed Reinhold said the FBI is exploring all the travel done by Abdulaziz. Efforts to stem the flow of foreign fighters to Iraq and Syria may be starting to have impact, though there are concerns some would-be jihadists are now looking to join the battle elsewhere. The Office of the Director of National Intelligence said this past week an estimated 25,000 foreign fighters from more than 100 countries have traveled to take part in the conflict, including more than 4,500 from Western countries. Both numbers are up from the previous estimates released in March, when intelligence officials said there were more than 22,000 foreign fighters, including at least 3,700 from the West. The patriarch of a powerful Philippine clan, the main suspect in the 2009 massacre of a rival family and dozens of journalists, has died. Andal Amptuan Sr., the former governor of Maguindanao province on the southern island of Mindanao, died late Friday in a government hospital. He had been in a coma after suffering a recent heart attack. Ampatuan, along with more than 100 other people, including several of his sons, was on trial charged with multiple murder for killing 58 people, including 32 journalists, one of the worst political killings in the Philippines. The United States and Cuba are set to reach a milestone in diplomatic relations on Monday. The two countries will formally reopen their embassies, a move that is part of a series of recent steps to reset relations that soured more than 50 years ago. The reopenings are a culmination of behind-the-scenes negotiations between the two countries. The U.S. space agency NASA has released more photos of the surface of Pluto following the first spacecraft flyby of the distant dwarf planet. New close-up photographs reveal a range of icy mountains as high as 3,500 meters above Pluto's surface. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.